Ethanol advocates are frustrated with a proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency that they say goes against a promise made by the White House. Earlier this month, President Donald Trump said he had reached a deal to restore demand for ethanol that is lost when the EPA grants waivers to small oil refineries. But biofuels producers say the official EPA proposal would only cover about half of the industry's annual losses. Monty Shaw is the executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association. He says the EPA changed its calculation from what the White House agreed to. Shaw says refinery exemptions have reduced ethanol demand by more than a billion gallons per year. The Good Government Committee of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce has endorsed two candidates for the upcoming city government election on November 5th. The committee has endorsed incumbent Mayor Bob Scott and City Council candidate Julie Shaner. Scott is being challenged by Maria Rundquist, and Shaner is challenging incumbent council member Rhonda Capron. Iowa 4th District congressional candidate Randy Feenstra has moved past the $500,000 mark in fundraising as he seeks to unseat fellow Republican and incumbent U.S. Representative Steve King in 2020. J.D. Shulton is the sole Democrat in the race, and he's had the best quarter of any of the candidates. Shulton entered the race in August and brought in more than $408,000. Shulton is seeking the seat for the second time after losing to King by 3% in 2018. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.